We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program, Caregiver Dave. Dave, how are you? And you told me now the boot's off,
hey.
Right? The boot's off, right? Or the cast off.
Boots off. I actually have it off right as we speak here. I'm walking around and it feels good. It feels good to be out of the cast.
We have an amazing guest. I got to see a great email on and our guest, and I'm excited to talk with her and learn more about her. So go ahead and introduce our guest, Dave.
Well, some know who Mary Fitzgerald is of Selling Sunset fame, sells lavish homes to the rich and famous, stars in a reality show, maintains a very interesting personal life.
Hey, Mary.
Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thanks for stopping by, Mary.
Thank so, you. Nice to be here.
So how's COVID affected your business in ways of selling?
pardon me. Honestly, it has, the market has been on fire.
Right.
Over the summer. It slowed down, I would say, in the spring, maybe April, May, and then starting June, it started really picking up. July and August were insane, busiest we've ever been. Not just me, but every agent I know said they are just overwhelmed. There was just this pent-up demand. So that was great. Made a lot of money during those months. But now, around the holidays, it always slows down just a little bit. But that's the interest rates are incredible.
Yeah, not just so the pent-up demand, but
slowing down like completely.
Yeah.
I think it keeps freezing.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
We have to put up with this with terrible internet here. Yeah. Not just the pent-up demand, but the inflation from all of that printing press money and
absolutely.
And low interest rates. So real estate's in good shape. Especially for the rich and famous, I might add, or just
no discrimination here. It's for everybody. we see a lot of bigger homes being sold. We see a lot of first-time home buyers that are taking advantage of the interest rates. People that are just, they want some outdoor space. They're moving from condos to single-family homes because they are spending so much time at home and need a home office or a quiet place away from their kids.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. So
I'm curious what
go ahead, Dave.
You did before you became famous on television.
Real estate. I've had my license since 2008.
Always done real estate. Okay.
Yeah.
And so how did you have the opportunity to meet Oppenheimer? Am I saying that right?
Name
right? Oppenheim. Yes, thank you.
We have known each other for many years. We were friends back in for about 10 to 15 years, we've been friends. And then I moved back here and started working with his company. I was with another brokerage before, and then I started working with him.
Wow. So taking that leap of faith to do the show, what were you nervous about it at first?
Yeah. Yeah. It was both nervous and excited. When you're already doing well and you're successful, the only thing, the fear is that they're not going to portray us the right way and we can actually lose our clients and our clients aren't going to respect us. So that was a big fear. I think for me also putting my personal life out there, I was one of the only ones that had my relationship on the show. Some of the other girls, their husbands or boyfriends, I couldn't be involved for other obligations. And so that was a bit nerve wracking. But I think it all worked out. I think the producers did a very good job at just portraying us like we are. They didn't twist anything. They didn't try to throw us under the bus. And so I think everything's worked out well. I've gotten a lot of new clients out of it. And Romain and I are still happy and married. So it didn't end our relationship. So it's all good.
And COVID's not ruined your relationship either, right?
No.
You always did high-end homes before?
Well, in LA, compared to the rest of the country, I think everything's expensive in a high-end home. Sure. But my first sale, I think, was around a million, somewhere right around a million. And then I sold their home, and then they bought a home in the same transaction. And that was my first deal. And both of those were right around, I think, $1 million. And then the other one was a little over, maybe 1.3. I'll have to look back. It was a long time ago.
So how does it work for the client who knows he's being filmed throughout the entire real estate transaction? Does that tend to increase the possibility of a sale or decrease because he's on TV?
Well, a lot of times it's up to each client. There's a bunch of clients we have and a lot of transactions that we do that are never seen because they won't appear on TV. And there's a lot of people that do want to keep their homes or themselves very private. And so we can't show those. And then other people are super excited about the idea of being on the show. But I would say being on the show doesn't exactly increase the chances of us selling it. Because by the time the show comes out, hopefully we would have already have had it sold. Otherwise we're not doing our job right. But it definitely helps with just getting our name out there, getting the type of properties out there. So there are a lot of eyes on us, and then we can, the more eyes that are on us, the more they're going to see the properties.
So how challenging is it right now, even though you said the rates are so low, it's a seller's market or a buyer's market? What's happening right now?
It depends on the price point. Mm-hmm. In the lower price point, I would say 3 million and under, it is, I would say it's a seller's market because there's a lot of over asking. It's starting to change a little bit now, but over the summer there were so many offers. Everything was in multiples, over asking, and buyers were so frustrated. But then in the upper price points, I would say like 3 to 5 or over, then it still remains a buyer's market.
Wow.
Go ahead, Dave. You want another question? Or
I think, yeah, I can't tell. Oh, the internet's like so crazy. I can't tell if people are frozen or people
that will, that will, that'll be edited out. So don't worry, Mary.
Okay.
You're doing it for radio too. I'm sure I saw the press. So the way I met Mary or met her publicist was a press release that came out and said, hey, can I interview her? Because I'm always interviewing celebrities and different things. And I'm like, great. Oh, yeah. So the thing is, do you consider yourself a celebrity? I'm just going to nail that.
I don't, it's really hard for me to grasp this, but it's very different. But then I just did the People's Choice Awards and presented on Sunday. And that, I think that was a moment where I was there and I'm like, how is this my life right now? This is insane. And then I watched it back and it was just, I just sat there and smiled for like forever. I'm like, I don't know how I've been so lucky and how my life has turned into this. But I guess in some way, I'm never gonna look at myself like I'm a cool celebrity or something. But I mean, I do understand that people know who I am and they're asking me to do all these cool things because they consider me one.
Yeah, well, you are. If you're on a reality show, you're a celebrity. Just face it, Mary. And because you're in the real estate game where the best money is get more clients, are you thinking of expanding it all to other things because of that celebrity status, selling other products and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always going to be in real estate. I love it. It's what I'm passionate about, but if there's a good opportunity and a business opportunity where I think that I would enjoy being a part of that, it could expand my wealth and kind of diversify. Like, so if something ever, for God forbid, happened, the show ends, I've got this that's giving me a nest egg over here. I like to make smart business decisions. So I think while this is going on and while I have the opportunity, make the most of it.
Sure. Now, how did you transition? I mean, when you first got the reality show, was it all about real estate and then slowly your personal life started coming more and more into it? I mean, you got married on the show, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. I think that they have, it was always supposed to be about us, all of us and our personal lives. I think with me, because Romaine and I are both on the show, most of the other significant others aren't on the show. So we're the only one. So I think you see more of our personal lives than you do a lot of the other girls. until, well, Christine now has Christian on the show, but part of the time. But I don't know. I mean, I think all of us, our lives are our personal lives too, because we're all friends. We all go out, we all hang out together. So even if it's business, it's somewhat still personal.
Are they like shy about putting their personal life on the show? I know you're not.
He's not shy at all. People so had him pegged wrong, like on season one. Everyone's like, he doesn't talk. He has no personality. That man doesn't be quiet for a second. He's so outgoing, but no, he doesn't care at all. I think Christine's husband is more shy. I don't know him that well, but yeah. I think that that's how he is.
And how did dating the boss for a year change your relationship, or did it?
No, it didn't. I mean, if anything, it brought us closer. Mm. We have a huge amount of respect for each other. And just because we weren't right for each other dating doesn't mean that we don't still love each other and admire each other. I think it's made us closer. It's we don't fight about anything besides deals, which we go at it sometimes. But I think it's helped. I mean, we have so much respect for each other and we understand each other very, very well. So I think a lot of the girls and in the cast, they turn to me to try to help them out or talk to him because I know how to speak to him. I know how to get through to him. I know what pushes his buttons. So I tend to help the other girls out if they have bad news to break.
Yeah. Now, when you're not working, when you're not doing real estate, when you're not on the show, what are your hobbies and interests besides painting, as I can see behind you?
I love to travel, but unfortunately that's been kind of put on hold for the most part. Travel is what I have a huge passion for. I know it sounds stupid, but just going to brunch with all of our friends is doing big, normal kind of stuff. I love just going to brunch and going to the beach and pool parties and stuff. Everything we can't do.
You can't do it. So that's the hard part, Mary. Your business, everyone's suffering, but your business blew up during this time. But you can't enjoy it. So how much can you not back to normal? I mean, I just cannot wait. I don't know when that'll be, 2021, March or April. But I mean, we're about to go into this tough situation, but thank goodness your business keeps thriving when a lot of other businesses aren't. And that's got to hurt because you.
I'm extremely lucky, both from the show and just the real estate market, because I think season three, I think COVID had a lot to do with why it really picked up on season three, because everyone was in lockdown and whether or not you would have normally had the time to watch the show, whether you would normally be interested in watching it. You've already watched everything else on Netflix. So you're obligated to do it at that point. You're like, well, there's nothing else. And then they loved it. And I had people reach out to me on social media and stuff saying that. They're like, I hate reality. And I just stumbled across it. And so decided to watch it, and they're obsessed. And I think that's happened a lot, and it's picked up because of everybody being at home. So I'm grateful for that.
We're told that the TV industry is, hurting because they can't make films and this and that. How has COVID affected the reality show shooting it?
We are kind of delayed on starting back up. We have a good feeling we're going to get season four. We can't announce anything officially yet, but once this opens up, we'll be able to. But the production companies have figured out ways to start filming again, though. Yeah, they have. It is very expensive to get all the teams together, complying with the COVID measures that have to be put in place. It's very expensive for them to do that. And then also, just coordination, keeping everybody, however, distance apart, making sure they're just up to date and following all the regulations. So, but they are doing it. Everyone's back and filming. Chrishell just did Dancing with the Stars. And she was able to do that. And so I kind of got to see what the process was, what they have to change and do now. But I think it's just all about adapting. We're going to be able to move on with every way. Everyone's going to be able to move on with our lives. We just have to do it differently.
Exactly. And the thing is, you think about Mary is in the process is they're learning to film and they're learning to do things. So look at the NFL, all the sports are playing. They're going to have to do it because that's part of what has to entertain people through this tough time. Yeah. People, even with a lockdown, we figured it out, yet the average everyday person doesn't want to follow the measures that a place does, or NFL does, or any of the different sports, or everybody with testing and all that. It needs to be done worldwide so we can at least live some sort of normalcy till the vaccine.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we just all have to kind of suck it up and do what we've got to do to get through this and try to live as much of a normal life as possible. For all these athletes and actors, I mean, they still need to make a living. The people sitting at home that are now working from home, they need to be entertained. So we just, whatever it takes, let's do it.
Yes, we need to be entertained. So what's on your bucket list? You got some future things that you'd like to accomplish at your tender young age of, 25, whatever you are.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm 40, but
wow.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I just turned 40.
Say you look like a young
happy birthday.
Did anyone ever say you look like a young Sharon Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, well, thank you. I get a bunch
of the hair.
I think it's the hair now, because now that I'm kind of doing a new thing, yeah. I think it is the hair. I've gotten so many different people, Cameron Diaz and a ton of people, but I'll take Sharon Stone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
you look dangerous enough to be Sharon Stone. Yeah.
Smile. Yeah. For sure.
What's that?
The smile.
It's the smile.
Oh.
Yeah.
A devilish smile.
Yes, like, oh my gosh. I'm ready for lunch, right? Because you're in California. It's almost time for lunch. Yeah. All right, Dave.
Yeah. I was actually just trying to, in between interviews, I was like trying to scarf down soup really fast.
All right. So Dave, go ahead and ask your final question, the caregiver question. It's a really interesting story.
Sure. Mary, I'm caregiver Dave. My wife had a headache about 24 years ago, turned into a stroke and lost her speech, became paralyzed. And it was a rough grieving period, a couple of years. And then she finally reinvented herself, got through the grief process. Our love was rekindled. We almost broke up during that time. And now we travel the country just sharing with caregivers how to stay alive, because 30% of them actually die. I'm assuming, since your first husband died, and I'm so sorry about that, that you had a little touch of caregiving going on there too. How has it touched your life? I mean, I started my website, caregiverdave.com, membership website, to help caregivers. It's like a support group. So share some of your experience.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do, without going into a lot of detail about him, like for his other family and stuff, sure. But he was an incredible man, very successful, and he started having some health issues. So for, I would say about a year and a half, maybe, of our life, like it was in and out of hospitals every week, going in he had a heart attack, went in for like had pneumonia. There was a lot of things, and just being at home, he wasn't able to like even lay down all the way without aspirating. It was a lot. It was a lot. And it kind of split us up, for a while too. So we actually, were split. We were still very, very good friends, but at some point I just felt like I was enabling. I don't know. Like it just didn't feel like I was helping at all. And it was so hard to watch him deteriorating. And then he ended up passing suddenly. So,
so sorry about that. John, burning out and, not putting your needs first. It's really, really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very hard, and my hat goes off to everybody that has ever been through it, because you're doing it for them, but it does take just an emotional toll on you. It's like you just feel like you're never doing enough.
Well, sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
So Mary, best place we can connect with you, social media and stuff. Where can we go?
Yeah. The Mary Fitzgerald is my IG. I believe Mary Fitz. I don't know what my Facebook and Twitter are. I'd have to ask my assistant.
We can just do a search. So you'll come up.
I like have it.
The
on
real
my
Mary Fitzgerald.
Have you ever tried TikTok yet, Mary? I'm on TikTok now and I'm finding it funny.
Really? You know what? I hear all about this and we are like leasing and selling places to a bunch of these TikTok stars and they are real, like raking in the money.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm not on it. I should be when I see how much they're making.
You blow up on
it's crazy.
It. Especially you could do real estate stuff that's tips and stuff and do it in a funny way. And it's another good promotion and it'll be as strong as your IG. So think about it.
Okay. I will. Like, yeah. I only know about people dancing. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a dancer. So why am I going to be on
that now? People just follow you because you're a celebrity. You'll get that. You'll get the, you know, the check mark and you'll get all these people to follow and you could do something funny sometimes, but other times you could be seriously telling people about real estate and having a platform for it and the show.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I'll get on that then.
Okay. It's really changed in the last 6 months. I've figured out how to build followers really quickly, just like I did in Twitter and different things. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to see this, but it's amazing. The ones that blow up with millions of followers, how much money they're making.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
All right. So I got to do more research to find out how to become TikTok famous. Maybe that's
my. Yeah. Right. I'll follow you when I get mine set up. I'll follow you.
All right, Mary. All right. I appreciate you.
He's amazing with the other social media as well.
A lot of fun. And thanks for taking the time, your busy schedule. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So nice speaking to you guys.
All right, bye-bye. Guys. All right. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.